Welcome to Shooting the Shit. I'm your host, Spike Lou. I want to thank y'all for joining me, and I want to apologize in the same breath because I'm a little sick, and it probably shows through the audio. I mean, you can hear it through the audio, but I want y'all to still rock with me. Let's make it happen. Let's get it. I just like my episodes to just flow and just go, to just be free, and let me just speak to y'all, you know. Down the line, there'll be more structure, you know. I'll have more call-ins. But as of late, I haven't been making a lot of stuff because, man, I've been finding myself stuck, man. Been stuck, man. Yeah, and I know my issues ain't your problems, you know. Yeah, and I know y'all ain't here to solve them, you know, quote unquote. But, I like this as an outlet, you know? Let me free my mind, speak my mind, and kind of help me through my problems. Maybe somebody might be out there going through something similar, you know? You never know. Whatever. But, have anyone, you know, ever worked at a place for, like, five plus years, a long time. I'm working at one spot. You worked at a place 5 years, five or more years, and then, you know, like the next, like clockwork, but out of nowhere, like out of the blue, you just get fired. Boom. What do you do? You know, I know you saved up some money and all that, but it's not like, unless you have stuff like super lined up, it's not really like, you know. Even if you do got stuff lined up and you love that job, you're gonna get all the feelings. All the feelings. And the feelings are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, then acceptance. I guess it's like a cycle and shit or whatever. It's like a cycle you go through. I was in denial about these cycle steps until I got, you know, we like that a lot. We always like, we don't believe something until something happened to us, or like, or we see it right in front of our face, right? Some motherfuckers don't believe in God until God sees, until they see him and shit like that. You know, that's just a bad example, but that's just one example. Like, they see it as believing or whatever. But anyway, these five steps. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, etc. I ain't believing those steps until I went through it. And I'm saying went through it like I'm always past it. I'm not even past it. I'm still going through it. That's probably why I haven't been producing much art lately. Been feeling a little stuck. So I started today and had to get out of that bullshit. I had to shake with that. Get out of that quicksand. Struggle with maintaining my stress levels, man. Even though I should know how to maintain my stress, because I teach that shit, and it's like, to be honest, it's hard being positive all the time. It's so hard. It's draining. It's not easy. But shit, life ain't easy. And motivation, you know what I'm saying? When you be having motivation, you motivated and shit, that shit, it runs out. You know what I'm saying? So it runs out. You got to find a way to stay motivated. But when you get hit with something like so devastating, it's like, you know, it almost depletes you like completely. And it's like kind of hard to, it's like an EMP shock, you know, Anybody know what an EMP is? Electromagnetic pulse. It's like a shock to your electric system. Like you down for the count. You got to reboot your system and get back up. That's how I feel. Like I felt like I was just like, I got hit with an EMP. Like, I'm down. What really helped me out is like you gotta find like stuff that gets you motivated. Find stuff. Don't feed into that. Don't feed that negative wolf, 'cause that motherfucker will have you depressed, man. And it's not a good look, not a good feeling. Especially when you got stuff to do. And we all got stuff to do. But it's funny how we find like motivation from songs. Me, I find motivation from songs most of the time, from songs or from movies. Since I'm into film, I like to find motivation from like catchy lines from people or inspiring people in movies. These writers that write this stuff, that's good. It's great stuff. There's one line right here. I want to know if y'all know this from. It's like, I think it's from Creed. I think it's from Creed. Yeah, I believe it's from Creed. It's like Rocky's telling him, he's like, "Let me tell you something that you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get it and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done." You know what I'm saying? So that shit like kind of motivated, you know. He was like, "Now if you know what you're worth, go up and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits. And not point fingers and say you're not where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that. And that ain't you. You're better than that." And that right there just like, it was like a sensu being to me, you know. You're like, "What the hell is a sensu being?" Any of my Dragon Ball Z fans, any of my DBZ fans, y'all know what a sensu being is. So that right there, when I heard that, it was like a sensu being to my being. And yeah, so I made this episode 2. Give me y'all feedback, man. Spike Lou signing off. Make sure y'all subscribe on YouTube at Spike_Lou. Follow me on Instagram at Spike_Lou. I believe I'm on Anchor too. It's the same thing. Just make sure y'all stay in the loop. It's going to be more shows, more entertainment, more content. And I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. Later.